This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 8,000 crore rupees at Ahmedabad in Gujarat this afternoon. Mr. Modi flagged off the country's first Namo Bharat rapid rail between Ahmedabad and Bhuj and several Vande Bharat trains. He also handed over completed houses under both the urban and rural segments of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana PMAY to the beneficiaries in the state. He also sanctioned more than 30,000 houses under PMAYG. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi said this is a golden time for the country. He said India will be a developed nation in the next 25 years. He said the Namo Bharat Rapid Rail has also been flagged off, which will prove to be a milestone in the urban connectivity of India. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi flagged off the second phase of the metro rail network connecting Ahmedabad to Gandhinagar and Gift City. He also inaugurated the fourth Reinvest Global Renewable Energy Meet in Gandhinagar. Mr. Modi also dedicated to the nation the Pradhan Mantri Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana in Gandhinagar. Campaigning ended this evening for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. Polling for the second phase in the Union Territory will take place on the 25th of September and the third phase will be held on the 1st of October. Tomorrow is the last date for withdrawal of candidature for the third phase. 40 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase. In Haryana, today was the last date for withdrawal of nominations for the single-phase assembly polls. Voting for the 90-member state assembly will be held on the 5th of October. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today launched Bharat Startup Knowledge Access Registry Bhaskar in New Delhi. Bhaskar is an interactive online platform that will centralize, streamline and enhance collaboration amongst key stakeholders within the entrepreneurial ecosystem, including startups, service providers and regulatory bodies. Union Minister of Shipping, Ports and Waterways, Sarbananda Sonowal today inaugurated the 9th container terminal at the Thoothukudi port. He also dedicated other facilities like a drone monitoring centre, orchard, tower lights and solar power plant. In his inaugural speech, the minister said the new container terminal has the capacity to handle 6 lakh containers annually. Eid Milad-un-Nabi, the birthday of Prophet Muhammad, is being celebrated with religious fervour in various parts of the country today. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi conveyed their greetings on the occasion. India has launched Operation Sadbhav to provide humanitarian assistance to the Typhoon Yagi-affected countries. India sent urgent relief materials to Myanmar, Laos and Vietnam to assist them in dealing with the impact of the major typhoon. These countries are reeling under massive floods after Asia's most powerful storm this year hit the three countries. India has been among the first responders in providing humanitarian assistance and disaster relief to impacted countries. Flooding in Europe has claimed 8 lives as heavy rains from Storm Boris battered the central and eastern regions of the continent. In Romania, floods have claimed 6 lives. In Austria, a fireman died while responding to the floods. And in Poland, one person drowned in the southwestern part of the country. Forecasters have warned of more rain and strong winds until at least today. Meanwhile, Typhoon Bibinka, the strongest storm to hit Shanghai in 70 years, made landfall this morning. Chinese state media reports that flights were cancelled, highways closed and coastal residents evacuated as the city faced strong winds and heavy rain. Today is International Day for the Preservation of the Ozone Layer. It is observed every year on the 16th of September to celebrate the achievements of ozone preservation till date and also look to the future for deeper and faster action under the Montreal Protocol. The theme for this year is Montreal Protocol, Advancing Climate Actions. The Indian Meteorological Department has issued a warning for extremely heavy rainfall in Jharkhand today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.